Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is.
If we are born in his image, then call us by our names. Hey, y'all. So this is my Lil Nas X realness. Not really. I'm not copying anybody. But I remember he had a hat like this. So I got this hat when I was at work. And someone forced it on me. I actually did not want it. And then later on, I was like, this is actually a cool hat. You never know. So I have my shirt. These are my pajamas. But they're not pajamas, but they're shirts from Old Navy. I got them for $10. So I turned them into pajamas. Something warm and cute to wear at home. Why should I look gross at home, you know? So anyway, today our topic is about karma. So to my understanding and what the West understanding of karma is, so, to my understanding of karma, what karma is, based listening to my guru, Sadhguru, so he says karma simply means action. So whatever you do is your karma. So that means your karma cannot be impeded on someone else's karma. However, if you do something and they feel a certain type of way and then they respond, however they respond toward you is their own karma. So, but in the West, as we know, people will say, well, this is your karma. Karma is going to get back to you. So I usually tell them, are you in charge of karma? Are you the karma police? So regardless of what someone does or do not do, if you don't do something, that's also action. That's inaction. So therefore, that will still come back to you. And that's your prerogative. And that's your business. So in the West, we make it as something like, it's our business what someone else's karma is. It's very silly talk. But disclaimer, what I'll be talking about could be touchy, but at the same time, as I know, for me, no bullshitting myself. And I don't shame myself. I don't guilt myself. I don't judge myself. And because of who I am and what I do, what's inside of me, an orange cannot squeeze apple juice. So therefore, since I do not do those things toward myself, I will not shame you. I will not judge you and I will not guilt you at all. However, how you take this is up to you, but just know it comes from love. So there you go with the karma. It's not, another disclaimer, it's not victim blaming. However, I love self-responsibility as well as accountability. So as we know now that karma is what we do, so when it comes to self-responsibility and accountability, how do you manage your karma? So I've noticed a lot of people, especially online, they tend to bring a lot of suffering onto themselves. Like a lot of people will do things. Of course, they'll think it first and they'll do things, and then that's their karma. And then whatever they do, because people will react or life will react, they become victims, of course, but then they blame something outside of them. So let's say someone might have a lot of maybe traumas or brain issues when it comes to kind of like mental illness. Okay, so that's a given. However, I do believe that, as my gurus will say it, being human is super, and thinking that, oh, we're just humans and things are happening and we have no control over it. So that is still your karma. And if you say, okay, being human is super, look at where we are now in 2020. It's not 2020, but I just like to stay in 2020 because why say 2021, 2022? Just keep it 2020. All right, keep it 2020. So we're in 2020, the years of the 20s. So why we still think, are we just humans? Like, we cannot be above and beyond. We cannot take care of our mental illness. We cannot take care of our, why we do certain things, our traumas. We need to get out of that. And of course, we need to, like, know what's going on and also know that we're super, that we can be going above and beyond at either fixing, curing. I understand there's like memes online that says, you don't need fixing. Okay. And so if there's an issue in your life, yeah, you need to fix it. And we are all born 100% pure of love. But as we grow, we had a lot of issues that we have taken on and that people gave us and we have taken on. And even when you were a child, you still took it on. And as an adult, yeah, you need to fix those things within you, or else, you know, you cannot blame anyone else anymore, because yeah, you can blame them, but what are you going to do? You still have your life to live. So when it comes to karma of doing things and then you get the results of it, if you need, if you feel like in you, you're in your life that you need to change that, you need to do it. And if you don't, that's fine too. That's your life. That's only your life. And I'm just preaching to the choir. I have so many things that I need to fix, and I have to fix it myself. I can be depressed, stress about it, and cry, and even have no one, even I could complain to people or blame this person. But at the end of the day, we all have our own karma to roll with. So a lot of people, as I mentioned, they either would use a substance that they blame, or they will, they might have some mental illness, but I think like few people have mental illness, but a lot of people claim it. Or you may have stress and depression. You still have, you're still responsible to fix those things within you for yourself. And of course, if you are an orange, you cannot give apple juice. So what comes out of you is a product of whatever it was through your history. So I'm here today to tell you, yes, you can get above and beyond at fixing the issues in your life, because I have done it. And there are a couple steps. And of course, I may not be scientific on those steps, but the steps that I took myself were, you need to have self-awareness, of course. Without any self-awareness, it's almost, I don't like to say impossible, but let's just speak like the real world. It's almost impossible to, if you don't know, and even if someone's telling you, hey, this is what's happening, if you cannot see it, you cannot see it. It's self-awareness. And I also, second step is, you need to be ready. If you're not ready to change your life for the better, then regardless of how people shame you, guilt you, or even life is kicking your ass, you may not be able to do it. And if you are doing it, you may be complacent, procrastinate, or feel like, oh, I don't want to do this, forced. And then you have to be willing to do it. When you are willing to do it, I feel the final step is where you're like, okay, I'm willing to do this. This is better for me, da 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 da, and then you're gonna do it. So when you are willing to fix your life, you're no longer gonna be blaming anybody. You cannot blame your parents anymore, your childhood, whatever happens to you, your traumas, because as an adult, you are responsible for your karma. You are responsible for your life. So if you are using substance to forget what's happening in your life, that's your prerogative, that's your karma, but you have to know it's your karma. There's repercussions with everything. There is, was it action and effects of it? So I've done many things in my life that I created my own karma about. And I'm so blessed and grateful that my life is not so eventful. So I haven't created a lot of craziness for myself. But I'll tell you the craziness that I've created for myself that's part of my karma is basically I keep busy a lot. However, the product is not there. So I have to figure out, why do I keep busy and why do I do a lot of work? I do a lot of things. I'm busy and I'm doing things and there's no product. There's that much of it. And so that's my karma. So I have to figure out where I've been complacent, where I've been procrastinating, and where I have been doing a lot of stuff, but it's not the right stuff, you know? So when it comes to karma with other people, is, as I mentioned in prior videos and also my music, you should watch it. Please subscribe, like, share, and everything good. And so when it comes to karma with interacting with other people, is if people don't, what they call it, like people would say, don't come right. Is that the word? Something like that. Anyway. So when people don't act right, I cut them off my life real quick. Because I used to give so many chances, and I figured that people are who they are and people have a pattern. So whoever they are, if they hurt you, they're going to keep doing it again. Most people, of course, in general. And only a few will be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm going to make sure to be mindful to not do that again. And not a lot of people do that. So I tend to cut people off pretty quickly. And that doesn't hinder my life at all. But I would say, in a way, it would be nice if I had more friends. It would be nice if I had connections business-wise. It would be nice if I was another human being, part of doing the human social stuff. So that's my karma, because of me putting up walls, of me keeping people at distance, of me... And I would not say I don't trust people, because I give people benefit of doubt. Everyone has 100% when they meet me. And then as they effing up, that number keeps going down, kind of a thing. And I don't tell people how to act right. I don't argue with people, because I feel like they should know. And if they don't know, then I don't need to be around these people, period. Because everyone does their karma. Everyone has their life. I never tell anyone how to live their life unless someone comes to me and say, hey, I want some advice or counsel from you or your thoughts about it. So this is my story. This is a short one. I would implore you to think of what karma is. To no longer be in other people's business saying, hey, karma's gonna get you, or I wish this happens to you, and da-da-da-da-da-da. Worry about yourself. Worry about your own karma, because karma just means action. Your action. What you do does not affect someone else. However, the way it affects them is how they respond to it or not respond to it. So it's not your business to know how they respond to it. So think about how your action have been hindering the results of your life. So how you say things, who you say it to, and what you write and what you do to others is your karma. So I implore everyone to be mindful, as we would love to have a good life. And so if we're not having a good life, we have to think about why, when it comes to physically healthy, body, mind, spirit. Also when we're doing our actions with other people, because a lot of life has interaction with other people. So we have to be mindful to see how we interact with other people. And if people do their own karma on us and we do our karma on them, so we can't really claim victimhood all the time. We have to have self-responsibility, accountability, and see where we fit in our karmas. So cheers, and talk to you soon.